A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two other disciples of his. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the nets over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from the shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed on the shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. On Good Friday, a friend of mine sent me the following quote in an email, a quote from St. Teresa of Avila. She once wrote, "We gain more in a single day by trials which come to us from God and neighbor than we would in 10 years by penances and other exercises which we take upon ourselves." We gain more in a single day from trials which come from God and neighbor than we would in 10 years by penances and other exercises we take upon ourselves. Upon reading today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles about Peter, I could not help but think of that quote. So we have Simon Peter, after the great celebration of Pentecost, he seems like an entirely new man, even though it's the same Peter. But you read about him and think, oh my gosh, what happened to him? Right here, Simon Peter, who was so self-conscious. Simon Peter, at the Last Supper, "Lord, you'll never wash my feet. I'm not worthy of one." Right, this self-focus. When he asked him on one occasion, "Lord, what's in it for us? Right, what are we going to get out of following you?" Or the very first time in the boat, when our Lord works his miracle before Peter's eyes and he falls on his knees and says, "Depart from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man." Looking at himself. And then we read about this miracle he works, the first miracle of all the apostles, and there is almost no self-centeredness. There is no self-centeredness. It's like he's completely forgotten himself. He's just focused on Christ. "What I have, I give you. Faith in Jesus Christ. In his name, rise and walk." How did this transformation take place in Peter? Okay, certainly through the gift of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. But how was Peter prepared to receive the Holy Spirit? Through all the trials that he endured in preparation for that day. When he falls on his knees in the boat, when he did not want to listen to our Lord because he'd been out fishing all night and he realized, okay, One must be obedient to God even when we don't understand why He's asking something of us. When our Lord says, "Get behind me, Satan," and He understands, okay, not my will, but His will be done. In the agony in the garden, when our Lord said, "Watch and pray," and He didn't. And He knew, "I need to deepen my prayer life." Over and over and over. And then above all else, when He denies our Lord, and as Pope Benedict said, why did Peter do such a thing? It wasn't because he lacked courage, because clearly he had tremendous courage. We saw in the agony in the garden, he was ready to fight for Him. Whips out the sword. He said, "Lord, I would die for You." And he really would have. Pope Benedict said he denied our Lord on those occasions because he was hoping to get in closer to be the Savior, to steal our Lord and help to set Him free. And he realized he even had to die to that. Our Lord had a plan for him, and it wasn't that Peter would be the Savior. Our Lord was the Savior, and Peter was to follow Him. We gain more in a single day by the trials that come from God and neighbor than we would in years by those we choose for ourselves. May we ask our Lord for the grace to be surrendered to all that He sends our way, because He knows what we need to be perfected.